Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, the fourth day of June, 2020. Eric the Tech, a full halfway to 70 today. Eric the Tech, welcome back after a day off, actually, for your birthday. Thank you. A national holiday, right?
Yeah, it is now.
It is now. Yes. Well, I want to welcome everyone to today's program. I have a lot of information to get into. I have a great program lined up for you. Two people I admire immensely. Bob Griswold, Two people I admire immensely. Robert Griswold, Ready Made Resources, and a guy who knows what's going on. And Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. As we approach another day of Marxist takeover in America, attempted takeover, the anarchy in America. Some interesting figures really quick here. Last month in May, 1.7 million gun sales here in the United States, which is an 80% increase over May of 2019. That follows a month of record gun sales of 70% increase in April, which was the previous month. So in total, 3.5 million guns purchased over the last 60 days. Okay. Do you think maybe somebody should sit up and take notice about this? I do. And you know what I find interesting as well? Remember COVID? What happened to COVID? Remember the Communist Chinese Party virus? Social distancing and masks. Remember that? 6 feet apart. Well, you got to wear masks. Now get this. You want to talk about lunacy. You want to talk about agendas that are just displayed. Now listen carefully to this. 1 month ago, the infectious disease specialists in general were saying you've got to practice social distancing. It's required. In fact, we must have lockdowns. We must have businesses shut down. This week, the very same groups of people, entities, the very same people from the University of Washington who admonished each and every one of us and warned us that we've got to keep, it is absolutely required, social distancing. It's absolutely required that the businesses shut down. This week, issued a letter openly supporting the protests. In other words, anarchy and riots. They openly support the protests over social distancing guidelines. Do you want to know what the reason is? Because this is an open letter by the very same people who said, you've got to social distance. I'm going to tell you why. Because these knuckleheads said this in this open letter. Because white supremacy is a legal public health issue that predates and contributes to COVID-19. Now, what in the hell does that mean? I guess I know what it means. Maybe the better question is, what sense does that make? To add to the lunacy, you also have celebrities signing open letters to defund police departments. Yet they, the very celebrities who put their signatures on this open letter, employ armed security. Oh, it's okay for you to be cannon fodder, but not me. Do you see how this Marxism works? Now, by necessity, yesterday, I was looking through legal documents. By the way, do we have our guests? All right. I want to kind of wait until we have our guests on before I get into this. So just give me a heads up when we got them. All right. All right. We know that the bricks, that the weapons that were used in riots in New York and elsewhere were brought in by companies. Well, a company. We can verify and follow the money, and we do know we have it on. Can I take this to a court of law? No. But does it on the surface look appear that this is the case? Yes. There's one company. I'm going to withhold the information, but if you look for it on the internet, you can find this information. The ties to the company and other parts of this company that delivered the bricks and weaponry to the rioters, the anarchists, and I'm going to call them anarchists. They're not protesting the death of a black man. No. And by the way, if the death of George Floyd was the last straw, tell me what Obama and Biden did on the straw previous, and the previous one to that, and the previous one to that, and that one, and that one. If George Floyd's death was the last straw, what about the half a dozen or so other straws under Obama and Biden? Just asking. But we can, I believe a case can be made while the FBI comes out and says, well, you know, we really can't find ties to, you know, the different organizations with respect to the organization of the protests. And you hear all this crap. You hear all this white noise. Well, wait a second. Citizen journalists do a good job tying, connecting some dots with respect to the weapons. And I'm saying weapons, the impromptu weapons used in the looting, in the anarchist activity. This is just pure anarchy. Let me know, Eric, when we go. What's that? I'm working on it. All right. We're having video issues, folks. Just hang on with me because Steve Quayle and Robert Griswold coming up. Yeah, just I didn't want to miss your cue. That's the only reason I'm asking. Meanwhile, and I'm not sure if I just said this, law-abiding citizens are fleeing New York as anarchy takes over big. This is what you get. By the way, Todd Starnes did a podcast about this. Governor Cuomo. Governor never met a Marxist. I didn't like Cuomo. Now with his arch nemesis, comrade Bill de Blasio, they're independently overseeing the destruction of New York City. This at the hands, of course, of violent anarchists who destroyed landmarks, locations throughout the city in the name of protesting. And if you think this is going to end anytime soon, you're not. It's not going to. In addition to this, what we're also seeing, and some of the threats are legitimate. Some of the threats are hyped up and not legitimate. They're actually photoshopped. But some of the threats should concern all of us. And those threats include bringing, killing and looting and, if necessary, killing to destroy white privilege to the suburbs here in America. I'm telling you right now, social media is lit up with all of these, plans to bring rioting to the suburbs here in the United States. Now it's really at the moment what I've found, and I've looked layers deep into this. It is geographically specific. There's areas around Chicago. There's areas around New York City. Right now, there's areas in the Pacific Northwest. But soon, I believe you're going to see this agenda widen to disinclude the cities, the urban areas, as they finish up, as these anarchists finish up with the rioting and such and the looting and the burning buildings down. But to add single family dwellings in suburbia, to take what, hey, you've got stuff, you're white, you own stuff. No, you can't own stuff. It's our stuff. I will say this. Look at what happened in Idaho. And a few other places, as a matter of fact. How well did that work out for these Antifa anarchists? Not too well. You see that store? You see what's happening here in the inner cities? Do you think for one second we, our neighborhoods, our neighbors, are going to let you come in and do this to us? I don't think so. Let's see, going back to what I opened with, 3.5 million guns purchased in the last 60 days. I'm going to tell you, it's not all patriots. It's not all patriots. You're looking for Civil War II? We're here. Now that we have, I've got both guests on, and I want to thank them again, Steve Coyle and Bob Griswold. Before I bring them on officially, I want to remind Steve, again, I want to mention this specifically when Steve was on the air. Yesterday, of course, I had to, and by necessity, had to go through some legal filings and such. And this is all open source. I'm not speaking out of school. This is all open source, okay? And this is going through the multitudes, the pounds and pounds and pounds of papers, legal filings against Steve Coyle and myself. I found this. I had forgotten about this until recently, and then I isolated it. But it was 7 years ago, June 7th, 2013, that I dared write these words. I will paraphrase. I'm not going to read, just paraphrase. I dared write these words. We don't have much time. This is, not again, June 7th, 2013, published at my website and also linked at stevequayle.com. How dare him link it, right? Especially something like this, where it says, where I wrote, we don't have much time. That, after the latest exposure of spying, Obama, Jarrett, Axelrod, and others, including members of Congress, have put their plans into high gear. This is about the Marxist takeover of America. This is about our country being able to survive another July 4th. This, because of the agenda of this administration, again, I'm paraphrasing. So as the people who are watching this for reasons to transcribe it, make sure you get this accurate and note that I'm paraphrasing from that article. Again, all open source. The response, which is included as a weapon against Steve Coyle and Doug Hagman. Here's the response. Here again, Hagman's frightening news is false. The Obama administration didn't implement martial law. The American people have not been shot and killed. Put those pictures back up, please, if you don't mind. I mean, unless you can't. You know what? You saw them at the beginning. You saw America on fire. You saw the buildings being burnt. You saw the people with the bloody heads. You have seen unrest. But it gets better. Hagman and Quayle's scary, unsubstantiated, and or false and destabilizing news, commonly known as fear porn for profit, clickbait, fake news, and or propaganda, well, it drives large traffic and generates significant advertising revenue. They've been making false allegations, destabilizing allegations for years, as if it were news to his trusting, predominantly Christian audiences who believe anything that they say. What's that saying about the people who watch and listen to Steve Quayle and Doug Hagman? You know what it says? You're stupid. So as you look at the pictures on your screen, disregard the fires. Disregard the mobs. Disregard all of that. Because obviously, it's too frightening and destabilizing. In the words of Greta Thunberg, how dare you? All right, I've had enough of this crap. With me, good friends, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources. I'm going to tell you right now, Robert Griswold is one of the finest minds I know and one of the finest places to go to prepare. It's not too late. Please bookmark. Go to shop right now, readymaderesources.com, and also link up to stevequayle.com. Steve, I'm going to bring you on, and I apologize for joining on. I was trying to cover the video issues y'all were having, so my apologies.
Well, no apologies, Doug, and I don't know if I'm on right now, and I guess
you are.
Yeah, I guess I am. The issues that we're having legally are basically very symptomatic of, I would say, the United States in whole, because when you tell something to someone ahead of time and you're warning people and have for a quarter of a century, in my case, preparing people, you're going to deal with two things that are present in the body of Christ, or at least claimants to being Christians, and that's simply this, is that someone will always accuse you of anything they can accuse you to excuse their inability to deal with the reality of what you're telling them. We're seeing it right now. We're seeing the United States undergoing a complete communist takeover, overthrow by a former president and also all the cabinet and also the military that he placed in position for this time. Bob and I will be talking today about what you practically need to do. But even in Bozeman, Montana, Antifa came to Billings, Montana, which where Bozeman is, they're 130 miles east of me. And they were met at a monument by, quote, militia and armed individuals said, you're not going to come here. They then went to Missoula to scout out Missoula. Now, what I want everyone to understand is they're going to hit the university towns first because they recruit. They have a underground communication network, and I'm talking about the communists, have an underground communication network at the major universities in all the states in the United States and the cities in the United States. Then they were going to come to Bozeman, and I believe they got word that if you come to Bozeman, you're going to get the same reception you got in Billings. I'm being told this by someone who's in that world. I want people to understand this. You're not safe even anymore just because the police will protect you or that this will be happen. There is no protection outside of the Lord Jesus Christ and your own determination. They're not going to take my wife's life. They're not going to hurt my children. They're not going to kill my business. They're not going to burn me out. They're not going to take me out. And I will return unto them and I will release myself from this. Well, I got to sit and cower because maybe someone will come to my aid. Nobody's coming to your aid. And Doug, you were addressing the people that have sued us against and made the most horrific statements. They will reap the whirlwind. This isn't a threat. They will reap the whirlwind. And when someone is absolutely as hateful as some of these wicked people are, and they're wicked, claiming to be they're the true discerner of Christianity, they're going to find that they will see the flames. There's no threats. They're going to see the flames of the very thing they denied us trying to warn them about. So, ladies and gentlemen, our cities are on fire. David Wilkerson, go back and read Wilkerson's 1972 vision. Our cities are on fire. Our towns are burning up. We have nothing that we are, how do I say this, yet to experience. We're under attack by the Chinese government. The Chinese military is on record. I've done stories, Bob, we're going to talk about that today. But here's where we're at. We're a nation under siege, and the majority of people don't even know it yet. And God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He also said the fearful, the cowards, and the unbelieving, most, by the way, most of those are our critics, go into the lake of fire. Look, here's the thing. The faith of our fathers, the Puritans, the faith of the pilgrims, it provoked them to go to look for a land, a covenant land. We have broken covenant with the living God. All of the blessings that God has bestowed upon this nation, they're disappearing one by one. And today, I think I'm praying, Bob, that we give the people as accurate, no holds barred, okay? That's the, Doug, if that's okay with you, obviously we'll Amen. Be sensitive, so, you know, but no holds barred, because people have got to understand it. They're coming for you. They're coming for me. You no longer have the privilege to wait and see. You've got to act up, speak up, excuse me, get stainless steel in your spine, because God says he gives strength to the weak. He gives faith to the unbelievers. God can do anything. But are you willing to take a stand, first of all, for Jesus? And I find it interesting. The majority of people that are standing up, speaking out, are bold Christians, not the ones that have embraced the gluteus maximus of Satanicus Destructicus. There you go, some Latin. We're seeing now the big churches and the big names in what I would call apostasy, Christian apostates, you know, saying, oh, we've got to go into the social justice. Where were they standing up for Jesus? Where were they standing up for our brethren being slaughtered in China, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, in Syria? Where were we? Where are they? It's all about being politically correct. Friendship with the world is at enmity with God. That means if you are friends with the world, God is at war with you. That is what that scripture means. That is what is playing out. If I could tell everybody, the bottom line today is this. You are going to be forced to make a decision to either resist evil or submit to evil. And if you submit to evil, you have no faith. Don't give me the crap that of being a pacifist. Oh, Jesus said, live by the sword, die by the sword. That's about a mercenary. That is an idiom of the Roman government. He's drawing to attention the fact that's how Rome lived. And Rome died by the sword. There's nothing about self-protection and denial in there. Denial is the most deadly dilemma in the church today. Go ahead, Bob.
You know, Steve, you actually took a lot of what I was going to say. And first of all, I want to thank you guys for having me here. I feel privileged to know both of you. I've known Steve since 1995, and I have seen God use this man over and over again. So, Steve, I want to thank you. My family is far down the path because of what you have taught me and just shown me through the scriptures and just the wisdom God's given you. So I want to thank you. And, Doug, I want to thank you for having me here. You know, there's so many people that are on social media that could be using their social media platforms to do exactly what you do. Maybe not to the scale you do it, but they do it. But it's cowardly, Steve. You mentioned that, and I was going to mention it. Cowards do not go into heaven. It says that in the scripture, in Revelation, the cowardly end up in the lake of fire. And, you know, I think there are many people out there that are thinking, you know, I call it the art of courage. If you think that you're going to sit on your sofa and just play, you know, peaceful Christian and not be have anything bad come your way, you are deceiving yourself. If you think that you can just remain silent in the face of evil, what did Bonhoeffer say? That's evil itself. You are evil if you can sit by and not say anything about the great wickedness of our day. You are evil. Evil is in your heart because it's a spirit of compromise. You're timid. You're afraid. It's what is needed right now are more men like Doug and Steve and others that are willing to – I mean, when they come, they're going to come for those two first because they're the ones out there. But we need more of us out there. We need more people to speak the truth. And if you're using social media at all, you need to be using it to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ and to reveal, expose. That's what light does. Light exposes darkness. So if you think that you can, if you're light, you're exposing darkness. If you're not exposing darkness, you have no light in you. That's the nature of light, is that it exposes. So I just want to encourage people. wake from your slumber and your sleep and your apostasy and determine that I am no longer going to be a silent witness to the horror that's going on, because it will eventually get to you. You will be slaughtered. Your family will be molested and raped. Excuse me. That's what is going to happen. These people, the mob, knows no reason. It acts on just irrational violence. People don't understand. Violence affects your brain in the same way drugs and food affects your brain. It is a narcotic. It releases all those dopamines and adrenaline. And when people get high on violence, that's why you see soldiers who've been in war zones. That's where they want to be. They go back and be mercenaries because they're used to that dopamine release that they get when they're acting violent. And so this violence is going to take a nature of its own. And it says in the Bible, as in the days of Noah, so will it be at the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The one specific scripture or the reason that God destroyed the world is because the earth was filled with violence. And if you think we're going to escape that violence, you're sadly mistaken. Steve, I want to read something. I do a Bible study with a friend of mine, former Green Beret. Yeah, we do the Bible study, Jamie Walden's Bible study. And this is what I'm going to read to you. He sent me this the other day. We talked about this yesterday. And going with the communist playbook. Now, he's a Green Beret. That's what these people do. They would go into countries and they would teach insurgents how to be insurgents, how to undermine governments. That's what they would tell them how to do. They would train them in the art of warfare. They would train them in the art of deception. They would train them in the art of attacking infrastructure and bring a country down. So this is what he said. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. And going with the communist playbook, this is historically what happens next. If they stick with the program, I hope I'm wrong. Next phase, they have caches of weapons and explosives. They have cells of urban guerrillas in place. They have established their underground and auxiliary networks, just what you said. The propaganda is rolling out ahead of this colossal, unwieldy government. They are out in front calling it fascist. They are provoking a heavy-handed, militaristic fascist response on purpose. What comes next is bombings, assassination, and urban guerrilla warfare. The economic collapse will easily provide recruits to their socialist ideals, the so-called Democrats of the political wing of this coup. Steve, care to comment on that?
Well, I think that everybody has got to understand your name is either written in the Lamb's Book of Life or it's in the Book of the Dead. And I don't believe, Bob, that people recognize, again, the sophistication of the intelligence, the social credit scores, ladies and gentlemen, all of the databases, people you can't escape. Well, if I just go on anonymous and say anonymous lover of God or a log, anonymous lover of God, and think the internet, you can just throw your 2 cents in. The problem is, Bob, most people think the keyboard somehow equals the ability to protect them from evil. It's the exact opposite. So we're at the point right now, ladies and gentlemen, where what Bob just read to you by his Green Beret brother in the Lord is happening, and it's in real time. When in Bozeman, Montana, good example, when we had the AR-15 thing around the country, almost half of the college at Montana State University, which is primarily ultra left now, turned out to protest. They had babies in strollers. They had everything. There was one guy, God bless him, I forget what his name was, Bob. He was standing out there. He was, in just a standard set of workman's coveralls, and he had a giant, giant sign. I can actually send it to Doug, and you can put it up later with the broadcast, but it said, "I love guns," okay? And one guy standing against 2,500 people, I went over and I said, "I want to tell you something. I don't know you, but I admire you because you give me courage to see that one man is willing to stand," and those numbers are real, 2,500. That's their estimate. And it went, you've been, obviously lived in Bozeman. It went from the courthouse all the way down to the new library, all the way up into Bogart Park. So the thing is that the upheaval has already taken place. And I believe, and I said this, I believe the social distancing is for targeting purposes exclusively, whether it's an electromagnetic, a satellite weapon, a sniper. Anyway, when there are people who are together with cell phones, Doug and Bob, the differentiation of the signals cross each other out. Bob, this is your whole area. But by separating 6 feet, they're able to basically separate to cull the herd. And we both know that's a ridiculous thing. So at this point, and I don't know how to say any clearer, so Bob, I'm going to turn right over to you after I say this. We are undergoing a full communist Chinese upheaval, a war. We are dealing in asymmetric warfare. We are dealing in guerrilla warfare. We are dealing in financial warfare. We are dealing in a bio-weaponized arena of warfare. We're dealing in a media that is the mouthpiece of Satan himself. You know how Satan's in every place with the same message as he's trying to mimic God? Simple. He controls the media. And the media are, and I've told you this, Jesus has a lot to say about lukewarmness, Bob, and we'll get there too. But the key is this, the people of God, it was not what we see as Christianity in the 20th century that turned the world upside down for Jesus. Just as Nero, there are people who say, oh, Nero didn't really kill all the Christians. Are you kidding me? I've been in the Colosseum. I've been in Rome. I know the history of the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. I know names like Caligula. I know these, if you will, these types of the most evil, demon-possessed men in history. And we have them in our government. And Bob, the thing that's critical is this. For all the time you've known me, and I've known you, and Doug, the same thing goes through with you, people have always wanted information, but they don't want Jesus. And in the freedom movement, you know, there are people, big name organizations of these keepers and those keepers, and I'm too religious, okay? Or they don't like this or that. The bottom line is this. I love what that Green Beret friend of yours said. I love Jamie Walden's boldness, because Jamie Walden knows what it is to be a warrior, but he also knows what it is to have the Word of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, what today is isn't a pep talk. It's a open your eyes. You don't have any more luxury of time. Time is against you. Bob, I posted the story yesterday, and we'll get into the food thing too. But the estimated cost per pound of beef in October is $50 in the cities per pound. You know, in the food business, let's get to it right now. We're seeing the manipulation and the end of America's blessing of the amber waves of grain, of the golden arches. Excuse me, like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, what happens when 60% of the cities that are having all the riots can't get their McWhatever burgers, or can't get their square burgers, or can't get their hip-hop chicken? And that's not an ethnic thing, hip-hop as in chickens. The bottom line is that all of the food sources are being decimated. There's death in the city. I remember 48 years ago, Doug, Francis Schaeffer wrote an amazing book called Death in the Cities. And what are we seeing? We're seeing death in the city. God didn't put Adam and Eve in a high-rise chairman of the boardroom when he created them. Obviously, cities are a creation of man, not the Lord. He put them in a garden. And the great garden, this glorious garden on earth, this fabulous, magnificent blue planet, we're destroying everything that God has. And ecology is not my God. The God who created the heavens, the earth, and everything that's in everything. That's who I am grateful for. But here's the deal. Everybody, put into perspective, 40 million people unemployed. You couldn't have done that with a strafing and a bombing run during World War II. That many people put out of work almost seemingly overnight. Who has the most to gain? Obviously, the Chinese at this point, because they just destroyed America's economy. What was President Trump's, if you will, bragging rights? And maybe that was his problem, is that he could point at the economy, best economy in the history of the world. The devils within our government who are synced and linked with the devils in China, and I'm talking devils, and let's call them what they are, techno demons. They are absolutely complicit in overthrowing the United States. Doug, I said this on your show 10 years ago, or on radio together. I said, remember this, 1.2 billion Chinese are more credit to Grant than the 300 million Americans at that point, or whatever it was, because they're already tapped out. With them, it's purely the control of money. It's the control of people's lives. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? There is no Ghostbusters to call. And ladies and gentlemen, again, the division within that which calls itself Christendom is going to become as as at war as the Catholic Church is going to go into a shooting war between Marxists and the Leninists within the Catholic Church and traditional Catholics. I said that 48 years ago. But here's the deal. I'm going to quote this, Bob, and then I want you to just take it. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, here's what he said, and I hope people will, God, open their eyes and ears. Solzhenitsyn said this, and how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, you just said that, Bob, sitting in their chairs, paling in terror at every bang on the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. After all, you knew ahead of time that those blue caps were out at night for no good purpose, and you could be sure ahead of time they'd be cracking the skull of a cutthroat. In other words, we could have fought back. We should have fought back. History would have been different, but look at us. We're in the prison camps. Many of those people died. Many of them starved, and God kept Alexander Solzhenitsyn alive, in my opinion, to be a witness to our generation. You just quoted Bonhoeffer. And so, Bob, that's what I'm seeing right now. You either resist, I either resist, we resist evil. That's as evil. They want to kill. They want to rape. They want to steal. I've had the good privilege, and Doug, you saw them and listened to the video recordings of what they were going to do to my wife and children. What they were going to do, it wasn't just rape. It was mutilation. It was everything you can imagine. Doug, that is true, is it not?
Absolutely, 100% true. And it's sickening. It's repulsive. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not isolated. However, it was unprecedented. At that time, I heard that. You know what, Steve? Yes. The answer, short answer is yes.
So, Bob, how do you, obviously, you talk to a cross-section of people from across the country, across the world. If I said out of every 100 people that you talk to, how many of those 100 people now find out it's a, and I'm going to stop in Utah, it's a do or die situation at this point for their family, and even they can't even consider next year or the year beyond, let alone retirement and living in a golf community, you know, behind a gated community, because even the gated communities are getting extortion notices in Texas. You pay us, or we'll come and burn everything down. Go ahead, sir.
You know, gosh, there's so much you just addressed, Steve, and I'm going to try to address it, put a big umbrella over it all. You know, there's data points along the way that we can look at. You know, with the second coming of Jesus Christ, he said there's going to be multiple events. So if I see a major earthquake every 10 years and maybe a little bit of, you know, insurrection, a little bit of famine over somewhere, just minor. You know, I would say, well, that those Bible prophecies are not being fulfilled in the way the scripture said they would. It's like birth pangs coming upon a woman. They would grow in intensity and in frequency. But now we look at the data points of the Bible with earthquakes, volcanoes, ethnic unrest, famine, financial collapse. We see the rise of the one world religion. We see the rise of the one world government. We see absolutely Luciferian just people in charge of our government. And I think I could be forgiven by thinking, well, maybe Jesus is coming soon, because I follow these data points that he gave. They're breadcrumbs along the way that we look at and say, this is leading somewhere. You know, you mentioned Francis Schaeffer. He had a great quote. I think it was the whatever happened to the church, the late great church or something. I forgot the name of it, but he goes, ideas have consequences. And we have forgotten that. We do not tie those data points that all the ideas of, we see the butchery of babies, the dissolving of the family, the mockery of marriage. We see all this, and we think all these little ideas are not going to come back and destroy us, but they are. You know, there's micro intelligence and macro intelligence. The micro intelligence always drives the macro intelligence, because it's like pieces of a puzzle, Legos or whatever you want to do. All those little pieces start coming together and paint a picture. Steve, I'm going to give you some points. The major manufacturer of pressure cookers in the United States today, 15,000 units behind, which that scares me for a point too, because those pressure cookers, although probably the most of the people that are using them for canning food. They're also can be used for a lot of other nefarious purposes, like the Boston bombing. That's what was used there. Big Berkey water filters, 9,000 units behind. Food, thousands and thousands of orders ahead. And I just sit there and dismay it sometimes and think, you know, people talk to me and they're going, well, I want mine now. I'm thinking, and I start talking to them and I want to tell them, you're not going to survive. I don't care how much you have. You don't have the mindset to survive. You've not equipped yourself, trained yourself to have the mind of somebody who's going to survive. You think you're going to sit on your easy chair and eat your, you know, canned food while you're watching reruns of Jeopardy while the world goes to hell. That's not going to happen. We have to be in training right now. The Bible is filled with martial terms. In fact, Paul, when he was getting ready to die, that's what he said. I fought the good fight. Throughout the scripture, we see these martial terms. Well, most Christians today would be appalled at the idea that think that somehow their faith has anything to do with martial capability, fighting, struggling, overcoming, exposing evil. So we look at this, and Steve, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we are at war. We are seeing the spirit of lawlessness just run rampant, not only in the United States, but over the whole world. And I just want to warn people and wake them up to say the time is at hand. This is not, as Steve, I remember used to say, it's not like Bible prophecy being fulfilled in the future. It's happening right before our eyes, and people don't see it. I do. I love to survey people, and I try to do it in just conversation so it doesn't look like I'm surveying them. And, you know, I bring up things like, you know, the coming of the Lord or things like that. And 90% of Christians, in fact, I watched a video recently. They say 97% of Christian churches in America no longer talk about the creation or the book of Revelation. And, you know, I challenged this one Christian recently. I said, you can't use the first 12 chapters of Genesis and you can't use the book of Revelation. And I want you to define your Christian experience for me. And he goes, well, I said, well, let me ask you a question. Why do you believe in Jesus? Well, my sin. Well, you have to go back to the book of Genesis for that. That's origin is there. Well, why do you serve him? I want to go to heaven. Well, that's in the book of Revelation. See, what has been successfully done, not only in the natural and in the supernatural, is they've destroyed the origins of our Christian faith. We can no longer believe God created man, the origin of sin, the origin of marriage, all these different things that we have based civilization upon for centuries, millennium, and then we no longer have the hope of the coming of Jesus Christ, the hope of the resurrection, because what do we have? Our best life now. Well, that's been done in the United States through education and everything else. The complete undermining of all that made our country what it is and what our country was supposed to be. So our origin and destinies have been so blurred, so destroyed, that most Americans just think, what are we here for? Well, we're here to have a good time. Nothing about our posterity, nothing about training our children. I mean, we pawn our children off to the state, and as Bodie Blockham has said, just a great minister of God, he goes, yeah, how can you expect to send your children to Caesar for 14 years and not make a Roman? And that's what we've seen. That's why we have this massive amount of these young people that are just out in the streets burning and looting, is because they have been indoctrinated. Parents have put their children into these indoctrination centers, and they've come out as good little Marxists. And so you start putting these data points together, and we are painting a picture that is dire. And I hate to say this. I'm 64. I'd like to live the rest of my life in peace. I don't want to face this conflict of what's coming, of being made possibly persecuted. I don't want to face that. But, Steve, we have to come to the realization of the truth. And that's what Patrick Henry said in his Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech. I want to know all the truth. I want to know it. And if we want to play ignorant and not know what is coming, I can tell you what is coming to you. And what Steve said, the molesting of your family. They'll take your children away. I mean, you think these pedophiles are going to let good children go to waste? What did Rahm Emanuel say? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, I'm going to be offensive right now, and I'm going to say their thoughts are never let a good child go to waste. That's how perverse these people are. And you know, so we see this political party, the Democrats, in cahoots with China, and they are working subversely to destroy our country. But as time goes on, the covers are coming off. You know, I was watching started listening to a program the other day on your network, Dave. And it was, let me pull it up here just for a second. It was, I forgot the gentleman's name, and I didn't want to listen to it because I didn't want to, I want to see if we come to the same conclusions. It's about to get very ugly. Do you remember that program?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I started listening to it, I said, I'm going to turn this off because I don't want it to bias me or do people think I listened to him. But I'll tell you right now, I think actually it's maybe a little even further along than what he was saying, because the critical elements of infrastructure, let's look at it. And remember, we don't look at it as isolated events. We look at it as macro intelligence driving the macro intelligence picture. We see what Samuel Culper from Forward Observer says. We're going from low-intensity conflict to high-intensity conflict. As my Green Beret friend said, there's a progression to it. They have their networks. We think these people are unorganized, it's reactionary, but what we see happening right now are the direct action elements. Those are the combatants you see on the front lines that are looting and pillaging the stores and raping. And I mean, this one police officer in Las Vegas, they just walked up right behind him and point blanked him in the head. We saw this one man, the police officer, chief or whatever, they beat him to death. And we see more and more of this attack on the very elements that have kept and make the United States what it is. The church is under attack, the family's under attack, and all these are data points along the way. So what I'm doing, I want people to start looking at this. Imagine you're using Legos, and you have a mind, a picture of what you want to put together with your Legos, and you start putting all these pieces of Legos together, and it starts to look like, wow, that's not a rose. That's not a horse. That looks like a big pit and fire in it and death and destruction. That's what intelligence does. That's what drives the fight. And these people know it. They have intelligence. These direct action elements you see in the streets are being driven by the indirect action elements, the Democratic Party, the Chinese. All these people have intelligence. And just as he said, through Long Beach and other places in the United States, we think we have our AR-15, so we're some kind of bad you-know-whats. But the Chinese have smuggled explosives, hand grenades, indirect fire weapons. Those are like mortars and things like that, rocket-propelled grenades into the country. They have equipped these people with those weapons. And I've been told this directly by those people who would know. So we have all these weapons brought into the United States, and we better learn how to deal with them. Now, there are a lot of good people out there that can are training civilians. Another data point. I was actually talking to another Special Forces guy the other day, and I asked him the question, so what do you get from this when you have thousands of American citizens going to Special Forces training, paying $500,000, $3,000 to get, you know, scout sniper training or advanced radio combat training or some other advanced medic course. And then you see all these weapons being bought. And keep in mind that just not the conservatives are buying these weapons right now. There's a lot of people that will be on the opposite side buying these weapons. But you see that. You see people spending thousands and thousands of dollars on night vision, buying food, buying pressure cookers, buying water filters, equipping themselves. You see, those are data points of a country that knows we're on the brink of civil war. You know, that the gentleman the other day I was mentioning, he talked about communication. You know, I really, this is a field that fascinates me. I really do like it. We saw that they successfully hacked the police frequencies and transmitting music over them. Well, that takes signals intercept. You have to be pretty sophisticated to do that. That's not little mama's boys that are living in their basement, snowflakes that are just going out to steal and rob and possibly get raped or rape something along the way. These are sophisticated elements of this movement that have been trained to do this. I saw some of them with earbuds and throat mics. They know how to use ham radio. They know how to use authentication codes. They know how to use offset codes, meaning, you know, if we meet at 1400 hours, the team guy on the other side knows you add 2 hours to that or take 2 hours off or whatever, the dates, all that. They know all of that. They know how to do signal direction. And I've been trained how to do this. It's very easy to direction, find a signal and then to intercept that signal. They've been trained to block signals. So we saw. Oh, that communication is part of the critical infrastructure of the United States. We've seen these cell phone networks taken down through different means of the Chinese or Democrats or whatever. And so with that, we see that the critical infrastructure of communication has already been compromised. Now the power grid. We've noticed the power grid go down numerous times. You know, blackouts, and they always say, it's always the ubiquitous answer, well, some backhoe dug up a power line and cut it. Well, that, I don't think anybody believes that anymore. I mean, but they keep just, what did you say, Steve, regurgitants? They keep regurgitating it out over and over and over again. This is warfare. Those two elements of critical infrastructure, you take those out, and you destroy everything. Agriculture is an element of critical infrastructure. What's happened to the agricultural industry in America over the last 3 months? Look how fast it happened. 3 months, the meat's gone. I can tell you right now, MRA Depot, they made Yoder's meats. Whirlings makes canned meats. Their prices have risen dramatically, and you have to wait. One of those canning companies said he's not going to do it right now, start making it again, because it would be a 70% increase in the price of those cans if he were to do it. So we see the agricultural industry being destroyed. The economy is being destroyed. So with all those elements of critical infrastructure along the way, what's going to happen in these cities when these people, and I think that's the next thing they're going to start attacking, is the critical infrastructure. And in most cities and even remote locations, you've got these big power transformers just sitting there, just like not protected at all, maybe a chain link fence around it. And, you know, it takes 18 months, 2 years to get another one of those. And there, you know, it's common knowledge that it's not that hard to remove those. Or take out telecommunications capabilities. And when that happens, Steve, it's going to happen quickly. And then if we think what we see now is bad, you haven't seen anything. It's going to go from bad to worse. And the whole goal is the destruction of humanity, because at the base of it, it's Luciferian. Lucifer is behind this, and his goal has always been the destruction of Adam's seed. And through genetic corruption, through just outright murder, war, whatever he needs to do, his goal is the destruction of the human beings that God made on this planet. Steve, you care to say anything?
You know what,
Steve?
Well,
I want to add to
isn't that what Bob Griswold just said? Isn't that what your conferences people are going to think I'm trying to sell something here, but isn't that what your conference has really embraced, is that corruption from day one, from, you know, the very first page of Genesis? That's all I wanted to say.
Well, right. And here's the deal. If you don't understand the root of evil, you just stay tied up in the fruit of evil. And most Christians don't even understand the basis of sin. If you don't understand the basis of sin and how serious it is in God's eyes, you don't understand the magnificence of the blood of Jesus, of his forgiveness, of his love for you, of his love for me. That blows my mind. The bottom line is that I want everybody to understand what Bob just said on intelligence gathering. Under Obama, look what Trump is dealing with now. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Love him, hate him, thank God for him. The bottom line is, he is a president of the United States elected by the people, who had the most sophisticated global intelligence network against him, networks against him. Didn't matter if it was the British, didn't matter if it was Germans, didn't matter if it's the French. All the intel agencies at the very top answer to Lucifer. They all do. They all do. People have to understand that when Obama and under the 9/11, the Patriot Act, that was the end of all your freedoms. The word freedom no longer exists. Look at the FBI, look at the NSA, look at the CIA, look at the DIA, look at the National Security Agency. Every single one of those is against Trump and his followers. You may be surprised to find out that the elite and the globalists and the Illuminati have dossiers on every single Christian in America. Well, they don't even know that I just accepted Jesus on Friday. Well, they will the minute you basically say it. There are no such things as quiet Christians. They need to be on the run from us. I remember a statement, Bob, and I remember a statement from the Lord. Whether you believe God speaks to his people, if you don't believe God speaks to people, then you're not a Christian, because Jesus said his sheep hear his voice, and another will they not follow. So if somebody claims to be a Christian and they're following another voice, like some of these heretics that are all about the social gospel, or, well, you know, Larry, I don't really know. When Joel Osteen was asked if Jesus is the only way to salvation 3 times, And I somebody out there that can do it, just do the cock-a-doodle-doo, the cock crowing, or yeah, the cock crowing three times after every time Joel Osteen. That's just a what would you say? Just a symbol of the decadence and also of the denial of Jesus. Jesus said, when the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing but trodden under feet of man or the foot of man. That simply means, ladies and gentlemen, we turn into road mix. That's what salt that lost its savor was used for in ancient times. And I add a little bit to that, not even the word of God. And I say, and if you happen to be around those people that have turned into road mix, in other words, heretics, you're going to end up as roadkill. Because the people that are on those roads are coming to kill you, to kill me, to kill us. The thing I want to get across today more than anything else is that we don't have to have a woe is me attitude. We have to basically have the attitude of Nehemiah. It doesn't matter what Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem said, or the king of Syria said, or anybody says. Here's what I used to get. You Christians, they use the P word, you know, they use the pussy word. You guys, we're going to roll all over you. And I said, well, I said, without Jesus, that may be true. But with Jesus, you may be surprised how the tables are turned. I've told people, well, I don't want to be in the front lines. You've heard this too, Bob. I don't want to be too vocal because they might come after me. They know every single person. They know your voice print. They know where you live. And if you're lucky I hate that word. If you're blessed, you know, you get a glimpse of their drones overhead. The bottom line is and quite recently, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck and I don't pretend to be a tough guy, but I'm telling you this, the Lord of hosts is the Lord of the armies, and God is absolutely not going to put up and isn't. The hardest thing, Doug, Bob, you know this too. The hardest thing for Christians, or at least claimants, to even acknowledge is that God is judging America for its sins, its perversions, its murders, its cannibalism, its occult practices, its absolute embracing of everything in the dark and rejecting everything of the light. He's judging the church. Peter says judgment begins at the house of God. Now I want to give to Christians a word, and I'm turning it right back over to you, Bob. Jeremiah 12, 4 through 6. This is my self-assessment scripture daily. I cannot leave it. It will not leave me because I put myself in this. Now listen to this. How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed and the birds because they said, he shall not see our last end. That's the wicked mocking God. If you have run against the footmen and they've wearied thee, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, and I would add until now, wherein thou trusted, they wearied thee, then how will you do in the swelling of Jordan? In other words, when you can't keep up with the evil that's overtaking you, and when you see the only thing in front of you is a river you can't get across because it's too swift to swim, you can't swim through the water, in essence, you're cut off in front of you, they're chasing you from behind. In our case, they're coming down from us from above, they're coming up from us under the earth, and God says, you know, what are you going to do? For even, now hear this, I don't mean to preach, but this is powerful. Man, this gives me a lightning. I'm ready to come out of my seat. For even thy brethren, the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee. Who's that talking about? It's talking about fake brethren, fake Christians. It's talking about them that were never called by his name. Believe that, and listen to this, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. Well, you know, brother, I just believe it will really be good, Brother Bob and Brother Doug, because I just really think we need to get rid of those evil AR-15s. If we just disarm, well, our enemies, they'll just invite us for 21 flavors of ice cream at Nancy Pelosi's house. Go ahead, Bob.
Steve, I got the shivers right now. I want to show you something. The next thing I was going to read, right here, if you can read it. It's the same scripture you just quoted.
Wow.
Identical.
There it is.
I mean, it was identical. I was going to read this next as soon as you let me. As soon as I got back on, I was going to read this. And I wanted people to see. I had to print it out so I could quote it accurately. And I want to repeat it. If you have raced with footmen and they have wearied you, how will you compete with horses? This is the courage thing. This is where we need to stand and be bold. I mean, I read of the disciples of old, they were bold. Some, they looked forward to going to be with Jesus. And if in the safe land you are so trusting, what will you do in the thicket of Jordan? Being your brothers and the house of your fathers, even they have dealt treacherously with you, and they are in full cry after you. I mean, Steve, I just couldn't believe that when you said that. You know, I want to just say, you know, we always want to have solutions for people. I don't want to come on and just say what is bad. And this is what we have to realize. If you're in a church that doesn't give you the blessed hope of the coming of Jesus Christ and the celestial city coming down from heaven, I mean, what was Christians' goal in the Pilgrim's Progress? It was the celestial city. It wasn't your best life now. If this is your best life now, you're going to hell because that is your best life now. But if you, as a Christian believer, are headed towards the celestial city, you know what is to come for you. You have hope. I know this body I'm having right now will be resurrected. It'll be giving a new body. It'll be incorruptible. But again, we've seen in the Christian church, they've destroyed our origins. And so much of, if you destroy the origin of marriage, if you destroy the origin of sin, if you destroy the origin of man himself, that he was created by God and in God's image, then you destroy the foundation of everything the Christian faith teaches. And then if you take away the book of Revelation or Daniel or the synoptic gospels and coming as far as the coming of the Lord, you take away our understanding of the future, of who wins the battle, of what our goal is. I like the character Christian in Pilgrim's Progress. I have a desire towards the celestial city. That's my goal. The Bible says I inherit the earth, not them. I mean, and again, I will ask you a question, Steve. If I can take a baby born alive and then kill it, dissect it, and then be so callous as to say, boy, I can pay for my new tires with my Ferrari with this part of the baby's thing, what won't I do? And the answer is nothing. If you can do that, if a society can condone that, if a society can be silent in the face of that, and you think you're going to be able to sit and somehow write out what is coming, brother or sister, I'm telling you, you better wake up. You better ask the Holy Spirit for a good shaking and bring you up to speed. You know, your intelligence gathering through the Word of God, you know, through this, what Steve said, having communion with God is severely lacking, because if you were walking with him in the way, manner he wants, he would be revealing truth to you right now of where you're going. He reveals all truth to us and we would know. And so I would just say that, you know, Steve, I want to just point out a couple other things. If you think you can be quiet, the head of BET the other day called for a $14 trillion reparation. Well, there's only one way to pay that $14 trillion in reparation. That's to take everybody's land and property. There's not enough cash. So if you think you're going to sit and somehow ride this out or be kind enough in the face of this violent Luciferian mob that's being driven by Luciferian elements of world government, and you somehow you're going to be able to think, well, I'm going to play, you know, nice, you're deceived. And another data point along the way, I wanted to point this out to people because, again, it paints a picture. The other day, fish antibiotics, we called up to order them. And this isn't, you know, these rumors have gone around for a long time, but we called up to order them. And I spoke with the representative from the company that makes them directly. And the FAA is reclassifying them now to where they have to get a new license. And they don't think they couldn't sell me any. So they don't think they could be able to sell any more. So the availability of antibiotics through those means and methods, looks like it's going to dry up. And then I just did a little intelligence gathering myself. I went to other companies that were selling them and everybody was out of stock. So again, what we want to do is I want to give hope to people. If you are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, even though your pastor's probably never told you, there's a great future for you. No matter what happens to the body here, if it's killed, whatever happens to it, if it ages through natural progression and you die, Robbie Zachariah just died, and you know he's in a much better place. He's with the Lord. But while we're here, we need to be fighting that good fight. And we need to be looking at what is the adversity against us. If we do not know, what did Sang-Tzu say? If you do not know your enemy, know thy enemy. He also said that all war is based on deception. And that's why Donald Trump, I don't know the ultimate heart of that man, but I think he entered this battle thinking he could fight it with human wisdom and the elements of human ability. And I think he's found out that he cannot do that, because it is a deeply spiritual battle, and we all going to have to make our decision here and now of what we're going to do, and what we do here and now will affect us for all eternity. That's all, you can't even grasp eternity, but it's going to affect us for all eternity. You know, when I addressed at Branson, you know, Abraham, he had the moral courage to go rescue his nephew Lot. I mean, they had to have provisions to go there, and they had the weapons of war to go there. But first and foremost, what Abraham had was the moral courage to sit there and say, I'm going to go into the deepest, darkest realms of the enemy. I mean, they didn't come to him. He had to go into their camp. He had to have men trained in the art of war, and this is spiritual war. He had to have the implements of spiritual warfare and physical warfare. And then he went in and spoiled the enemy. But first and foremost, he had to have that moral courage to say, I'm going to do this. It may cost me. I don't know the outcome of the battle yet, but I am going to do the right thing. And the right thing is to rescue those lives. And there are many lives today that we could be rescuing. We could be enlightening. We could be training. We could be teaching. But we just waste the time on social media showing what meal we ate last night. And senseless stuff, and the Christian church is under assault like never before. So here's what I would say. Get your heart right with God. Pray that he would give you that stainless steel spine Steve spoke of, that you would have the boldness of a lion, that you would be able to stand in the face of the most powerful government on the planet, as Daniel did, or the three children did, three Hebrew children, and said, King, we don't care what you do to us, but we will not bow down before you. And they said it, it's almost like they said it nonchalantly, like, no, we're not going to do this. You can't make us, and we're not going to do it. Pray for that boldness. Two, you know, learn how to defend your family, because these people, when they come for you, I mean, I'll just point this. When the Russians went into Berlin, there were an estimated 2 million rapes, 2 million. When the Chinese went in, I mean, when the Japanese went into China, they actually kidnapped massive amounts of Chinese women, and those women followed the Japanese army for their pleasure. And so we see these things forming in our country today. We need to learn how to defend our family. If you go throughout scripture over and over again, the men of God defended their families. They didn't sit there and kind of try, hope they could pacify an unreasoning, Luciferian, demonically possessed mob, because you can't. And then the last thing they did, and which is what I do, which is actually the least and most important. I mean, I can die with no food. And I can promise you there'll be people in hell that have had two pair of night vision, and they won't be thinking, at least I had two pair of night vision in hell. But to equip our families in a physical means, because deprivation is coming to this nation. We're seeing it now. You're being deprived of your ability to acquire the food you want. And I can promise you this food's going to be replaced with high starch foods, because instead of getting new foods that give our body nourishment, you know, we're going to be putting a very, very low octane gas into our tanks. And it's going to be starches and foods that are very bad for us if we eat in mass. So I would just say it's late in the hour, very late. Learn how to defend your family. Acquire the elements to be independent from the government, because as we've seen, the government can't even protect their own in this crisis, much less protect you. So gain those elements. Doug, I hope you don't mind. I will just say this. If anybody's ever thought about getting night vision, you better get it now.
Amen to that. Robert Griswold, readymaderesources.com. Let me tell you something real quick, folks. I was very fortunate enough to be able to acquire, by way of Ready Made Resources, Robert Griswold, night vision. Using it in practical operations, it is a game changer. You look, I'll tell you what, you could not buy mine from me for twice the price on the website. You could not get it out of my hands. It is that important. So please go to readymaderesources.com. That's readymaderesources.com. And I'm not just saying this because, again, when I open the show, I'm telling you, this unrest, this violence, organized, is coming to your neighborhood. I am telling you. And if you have night vision, it's a great equalizer. So go to readymaderesources.com. That's readymaderesources.com. So please, thank you for bringing that up. And again, thank you for all that you do and all of the preparations at readymaderesources.com. And while I'm at it, I do want to alert people to go to gen6.com. It's still there. The True Legends 2020 conference, the video on demand, as well as the advanced DVD purchase. There it is right there. Purchase the 2020 video on demand. Trust me, this will be a game changer in your intellectual library. And that's the video on demand for True Legends 2020. That's Gen 6. That is GENSIX.com. So two websites, Gen6.com and ReadyMadeResources.com. Intellectual property as well as practical equipment. Go ahead, Bob.
You know, I would also like to add, you see going on right now the absolute use of communication by our enemy. And I would just suggest, don't go there and, talk about being a prepper, talking about the end of the world. Go there and listen. 90% of radio work is intelligence gathering. You listen. Yeah, you should be listening in on your enemies, listening to what they're talking about, going to their Facebook pages, going to their websites, and just intel gathering. And then with communication, gathering it. I cannot stress the importance of getting the ability to use radio communications in this crisis. You can network together with it. Imagine you're all alone at home and you can't network with your friends. You can't talk to people. You can't communicate with your loved ones. The means exist out there to learn how to do this. And if you go to a ham radio club and just go there to learn, don't talk, learn, I'm telling you that you will be far better off. I can, if people call me, I can give them some basic instruction over the phone, things they can do. But I can promise you, having been to advanced operational radio classes that teach you things that are interesting, just a case in point, we were doing a radios class a while ago, and we had A-Team, B-Team, and we were trying to signals and set each other and mislead each other and do all those other things. And I had found a video on YouTube of a girl lost in the woods, and I actually – played that video right through the radio of her loss. She was like, I don't know my way. I don't know this. And all of a sudden the other team started saying, is there a girl lost in the woods around here? Do we need to go find her? She had distracted them with a simple little YouTube video. I have JTAC videos where you can play. It sounds like you have close air support. Just things you can do with radio that are just quite amazing and confound your enemy. So I would say that if you have not taken the ability and learned the ability to do that, there are many good places online you can do that. You can go to Ham Radio Club and learn the basics. But then I hope you don't mind. I'm going to give a shout out to my at brushbeater.com. He's a former SF guy, and he teaches advanced radio courses that are quite enlightening when you go to them. So I would just say that learn the ability to communicate, learn the abilities to do signals intercept. That's actually a whole branch of, intelligence, signals intercept. Learn how to do that. It's not as hard as it might sound, but it does take a little practice.
Steve, go ahead.
Well, I want to echo something. I want people to understand that we're in the same time period pretty much as the Book of Acts, with one major exception, okay? The fact is that Jesus has been crucified. He's resurrected, but we're all still waiting for the power that he already gave in the Book of Acts, in Acts chapter 4. But here's what I want to read this, then I want to make a comment. For those of you that are, older, and let's just define old as what, 65 and up, you should say, God, let me go out old and bold, not dying old with mold, okay? Remember that. You want to be going out old and bold You don't want to go out old and with mold, okay? And literally, people are turning, they don't get the correct health care. And so I'm not trying to be a smart ass. I'm just telling you this, that I want to identify with Balaam's donkey, who was a smart ass, rather than some of the donkeys we have to deal with, Doug. So Acts 4, 26-30, and somebody said, don't you know any shame? I know the shame of people that are cowards like the people. If you say dumbass, that's not biblical, okay? Well, it is, but they don't want to admit it. The self-righteous will perish in a heartbeat. The self-righteous will establish their righteousness and not accept God's righteousness. The self-righteous will repel those who are in need of Jesus. Jesus said, they that are sick have need of a physician, but those who are well don't need it. Self-righteous people are well in their own strength, well in their own eyes, and well, they will probably end up in a well. I'm not saying to be holy is wrong. It's only by God's grace can any of us be holy. But what I am saying is it's time to man up, gird yourself, gird your loins with truth. Well, unfortunately, there are so many emasculated men. And by the way, there is a precedent in the Old Testament. It said, he who is wounded in the stones can't enter into the congregation of the Lord. That is eunuchs. A problem is people are eunuchating themselves, okay? They are allowing themselves to be eunuchated. That's a nice way of saying it. Acts 4:26.
I got to say, I never heard it put like that, Steve. I'm sorry. I just, yeah. You made me laugh. It's castrated, but okay. Eunuchated is, yeah, that's fine. Mangina.
Yeah, we're not talking about communicating. Bob's talking about communicating. I'm dealing with the eunuchating. The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered against the Lord and against his Christ. That's right now. This is as true today as it was in the book of Acts. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. That's the kings, that's the people, that's a Gentile, and that's the king that was trying to appease the people. To do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, they're identifying the problems, but here's the solution. And now, Lord, this is the smile coming into their hearts and on their faces and proceeding out of their lips. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may speak the word of the Lord. It says they in the book of Acts. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. The reason why the church is in the shape it's in, or the claimants, I hate to use that word church, the claimants are claimants to Christianity, what I call jellyfishes, jellyfishianity, jellyfishians, is because they did not believe the word of God. The problem with God's people is they don't believe him. They don't. We don't. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil's going to come with lying signs and wonders, and he's going to basically quote that scripture. But you're going to know that God's not going to leave it in our hands or our own discernment. No offense, God knows we don't have a very good track record as his people on earth. He said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because he doesn't give it to them, but because they don't receive it. So God, in his mercy, sends Elijah and Enoch, the two witnesses. I won't argue. It's given man once to die and once to judgment. Some people believe it's Moses and Elijah do the Mount Transfiguration. I don't believe that. But because you're going to have such supernatural evil, you're going to need a supernatural witness. Remember, the devil and the fallen angels, they know what's going on in heaven. So do Enoch and Elijah, because they've been there. And God says, take, reveal to my people the truth. And it's going to be a conflict. And by the way, again, Doug, when Gary Cole just about cost him his life, and that the number one thing the agencies that were working him over wanted to know where the two witnesses were and when they're coming. They absolutely thought that Gary Cole could give them that. Because you know what? It says the kings of the earth are going to try and kill him. And in the way they try and kill him, they're going to be killed. If people want to know something, you want to know what the intelligence agencies are up to in that realm? They don't know everything. It's a famous statement of Rumsfeld, you know, things they know, they don't know. The things they wish they know, they don't know. The things they know, blah, 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 and ad nauseum. But read Acts 4:26 and pray Acts 4:30 daily. Say, no, read Acts 4:29-30. I'd make this personal. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and their grants unto thy servant. A grant is a basically someone's trying to give somebody money to come and kill you, their assassination money, that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And by stretching forth thy hand to heal, that thy signs and wonders may be done by the holy name of Jesus. You go to my website today, Doug, and I've got a story there, and it's on WorldNet Daily, and they're quoting that Antifa sending trainers into the camps. I want to deal with Bob because he brought up an important point. AR-15s are tough to go up against Mod Deuces. A Mod Deuce is a 50 caliber belt-fed weapon. In the civilian market, you've got Barretts that are semi-automatic. It's tough to go into a mortar field, especially when you don't know what a mortar is until you see them go into your right or your left. Talk to combat guys about that. Under the abomination of desolation that made this nation desolate, I'm talking about the former president of the destruction of what was the United States of America, billions of rounds of ammo and lots, millions of guns were strategically positioned throughout the United States. And you can go and look at the DHS appropriations. There were a lot of great stories saying, where are they? I know people in DHS. I know people in federal government. They said, Steve, we didn't get them. I said, of course you didn't. They were strategically stockpiled in areas around prisons with major ethnic populations to be able to turn loose the prisoners and arm them. Now, you say, oh, that's crazy. They're turning loose hardened murderers, pedophiles, rapists, and they're saying it's because of COVID-19. That is Bravo Sierra. Let me tell you something about Bravo Sierra. I'm not talking about radio communication language, Robert. I'm talking about the Bravo Sierra that you stand in. And if you look at mainstream media, you're already up to your knees in Bravo Sierra. Now, remember this. The bad thing about Bravo Sierra, if you've ever stood in a pig pen, even been around a farm, as long as the wind isn't blowing in your direction, you really don't pay that much attention. You know you can wash it off. But once the wind changes and the smell of Bravo Sierra comes into your nostrils, guess what? You then look down and you say, oh, Bravo Sierra, you know? And you realize, Doug, that it's not just someone else's problem, it's your problem. It's everybody else's problem. It's the city. What's in your neighborhood? And I say this, Bob, and maybe you should address this. If you know they're coming to your city, don't let them get to your city. I can't tell you what to do for those of you who live in liberal-run cities, but I can tell you this. In the states that allow civil defense, and I'm in one of them, the thing is to intercept, and I'm talking about saying, go away, don't come in. It's the infamous scene in, I think, the Stan movie and others, where they've got the people, you know, with their cars pulled into each other, and they're standing there, go away, especially in plague movies. I forget the one I'm thinking of right now. But the deal is that we're standing in the deepest satanic ball, and I liken it to this. If that's offensive, then let's talk about this. You've got lava-proof boots up to your knees, and now the lava, and I'm talking about the fires of hell, are moving up, and they're moving up, and it's getting hotter on your kneecap. You need to have like-minded people. I don't want to walk anymore. I won't walk. And look, somebody says, well, you get older, you get ornery. I said, no, actually, I'm just refining my orneriness. I would like to claim that at an early age. And I'm saying, Lord, I don't know how I got made the way I made, but Lord, you can redeem anything and you can change anything. So Lord, don't change them, change me. And this is the thing that I'm really trying to get across to everybody. You don't wait until they come to you. And Bob, I'd like you to address that.
Yeah. Well, two things, Steve. In Tennessee, you know, the Bravo Sierra is called what comes out of the south end of a northbound mule. And so, you know, there's a lot of that around. But I was asked by a guest one time on a show, well, what do you do if this lady comes up to your door and she has three hungry children and they're hungry? Well, I said two things. First, you've had a colossal failure. You don't let anybody inside your area of operation, and if you've let her get to your door, you've made a major, major mistake. And second of all, you better be watching your back door, because that girl is the distraction. She's the bait. She's what's keeping you from knowing what's flanking you and coming around from your rear end is going to shoot you in the back and then take everything you have. Same with cities. If the zombies are eating people in New York and I live in Teleco Plains, is it going to bother me? Not much. I mean, they're doing it now. But if the zombies are eating people in Teleco Plains, then I better take note, because then it's life-threatening to me. And just knowing the area you live in, knowing the access roads, it's called an area study. This is why having topo maps of your area is so important. Do you know the geography? Do you know the weather? Do you know the communication capability? What are your police forces like in your area? When you know all of that, that's intelligence. You know, that lady at your front door, she should never have gotten to your front door. And any community worth its salt that knows that I have ingress and egress would say, oh, we're never going to let them get into our community to begin with, because they're only going to come here to rape, pillage, and plunder. And that's where they need to stop them. I just read a story, I think it was on InfoWars, of these Antifa that wanted to get into this rich neighborhood, and they were met with people with AR-15s, and they were like, well, gosh, we're going to go somewhere else and victimize other people. They need to be met with force. But another good point you said, and this is what we have to realize, that these people could be coming at us with more than AR-15s. And you know, the whole principle of covert warfare is that I'm not going to defend my property. I'm going to make my enemy defend it, meaning I'm not going to die here. I'm going to make him die here. If they come in force and I can't, I'm just not going to sit there and shoot till I die. I'm going to go from a distance. And then anytime a head pops up, I'm going to make them pay. And then I'm going to move. And if I can do it at night with night vision, that's better. If I can organize with radio communication, that's better. But if these Antifa people come and they come in overwhelming forces, develop that mindset. Your house isn't worth your life, but make your house worth their life. Turn the tables on them. Invert the thing. So that's the whole principle of – it's called deny use in warfare. I deny the use of my property to you. And I'm not going to go into it, but he went into ways he could make it very, very painful on the people that would seek to take his property from him. And that's what we need to develop. These people, again, they're demon-possessed. They're intent on violence. They're addicted to the violence, and Satan wants to destroy anything good and decent. That means your family. If he can take your children and molest them to the part that they are forever scarred mentally. I watched that movie Contraland by Craig Sawyer. And many of these children are so scarred when they come out of that lifestyle. And that's what they want to do. That's what they want. They want human beings destroyed, scarred, just any way they can destroy what God made in them. So deny them that use. You know, don't sit there and make your last Alamo stand at your property. Make them make the Alamo stand on your property.
Amen. God. Amen. And I, again, you mentioned at the beginning of this, the night vision, and I just want to thank you for making it available and relatively affordable. You know, I mean, it's not inexpensive, but you don't want inexpensive in this case, or cheap in this case. The uses, folks, I cannot stress that enough. And again, all other in communications. Oh, so important. Again, readymaderesources.com. Again, my thanks to Robert Griswold and readymaderesources.com. And Steve, you know, it's interesting too, because I think that we as Christians, maybe you can address this, and maybe this is off the charts. You know, I was looking at these protests and such. If Christians had the same level of organization as these numbskull, basement dwelling Muppets, and our enemies, wouldn't that be something to protest against the murder mills, to protest against the shadow government, the deep state, to protest against all of the injustices and iniquities that are legitimate? I was just thinking about that. I don't know. My mind sometimes goes.
Doug, that would be the ideal, but it's not the real. Okay,
it's not the real. That's right.
Ideally, it would be a wonderful thing. But again, we have a divided house. We don't have continuity of faith. There's still people claiming to be Christians, don't believe the Bible. That's the word of God. There's still people claiming that Jesus is just the same as everybody else. Jesus is separate, distinct, and he is not like everybody else because he is the vehicle in Colossians 1:16-17. He is the, if you will, the creator. He's the author and finisher of a life. How God does what God does, I don't deal with that, but I deal with how God wants me to respond to him to deliver the innocence. You know, and Bob, this is true. You hang out with guys on the forum that are former warriors, but they have a love for Jesus. But they also have the talents that God trained them for such a time as this. And for all of you that are basically sitting back as spectators, you know, it's no joke that the lazy boy chair is going to be kicked out from under you. We just watched with the COVID-19 phase one. There's two other phases coming. We just watched the elderly be murdered by putting into homes where they're compromised immunity system, you know, rest homes, whatever. And on purpose, you guys, we are seeing the Nazi eugenics being put before our eyes. We just had Bill Gates define before anybody who even doesn't believe, even Peter's got to take note. Now, hey, look, here's a guy that's the second richest man in the world. And he's talking about electronic tattoos for 14 billion people. How does he get double seven? Anyway, 14 billion doses. Oh, I know. They want not just the first shot, the second. Defining that you won't be able to travel anyplace without a travel pass. They have defined your life, and they're going to take away your stuff, okay? And like, I really believe that probably the best show to see that whole concept is Sylvester Stallone, where, you know, obviously you can make your house uninhabitable. Those that come for a turkey dinner, have your, you know, if you got a day's notice, prepare a nice meal, put it on the table, and then make sure that's the last meal they ever have. That's all I'll say. Because, again, that may sound smug, but you have to get that attitude. Look, Ephesians 6 isn't, what's the word, isn't a alternative. You don't get to vote. Well, Lord, I like that, but I don't like that. It's not a smorgasbord. And by the way, you guys, a lot of you got mad. And Doug, you remember that the heat I took because I said it on your show, Faces of Death book. What has Facebook turned into? Facial recognition. What has the social credit score system turned into? Facial recognition, biometric, the parameters of everything from your hand. Or look at my knuckle. Look at my new ring my boyfriend gave me. Look at... They thumb verification on your iPhone, track and stack. Here's the deal. And I'm already on record, you know. And Bob, there's a reason I'm doing this very soon. This is the individual targeting and acquisition annihilation device, okay? ITACD or whatever I just said. Individual targeting and acquisition device. If you turn it off, you know, turn it off, still tracks. It's pretty tough to pull a battery out of that phone. Flip phones, everybody's voice printed. Everybody. Everybody. And now, ladies and gentlemen, they're even neural printing us. They're trying, but the blood of Jesus, you must understand, we have to put on the armor. That's by faith. And the thing that bothers me, Bob, I don't know if you guys have addressed this, but and maybe you could. What do you do when people and when people who claim to be Christians, how in a group, let's say a group, group dynamics, and I know nothing about group dynamics. So in a group like that, how do you deal with potential Judases? That would be really good because I think it's critical.
I think you deal with them by what they bear fruits. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruits. You know, when I have anybody around me that would start recommending doing illegal activities, that would be trying to incite, you know, division, racism, you know, any kind of crime against property or person, that person just becomes persona non grata in my book. I'm not going to go down that path. If reactionary violence is one thing, if somebody comes to me to hurt my family and I react to it, but just going out and doing what I become no different than the people that are on the streets looting. And so I think that's the big difference is you'll know them by their fruit. Listen to what they am. Steve, I spent a lot of time, you know, doing doing those things. And that was what I learned, is just you be quiet and you listen. And a man will speak what is in his heart. And so that's what I would say. You know, I don't want people in my group, first of all, that I have not known for a long period of time. I want to know their character. I want to know their morals. I want to see how they've managed their family. Those are the types of people I want in my close circle. Jesus had his concentric circles of fellowship. He had the Peter, James, and John. He had the 12. He had the 70. And I know with you, Steve, I just couldn't stand in your shoes and seeing the times that you have been betrayed, backstabbed, by friends, that has happened. And I know you've drawn very close as far as those who you allow in your inner circle. And I think that's a lesson, because betrayal will be the spirit of the age. Men will be betraying one another. And so I would say, unless you've walked with a man or a woman for a long time, be careful about who you let really near you and close to you. You might hold them at arm's length. You might have, you know, lunch with them at times, but just be careful who you allow into your inner circle, because Jesus only had 3 in his inner circle, and then he had his 12, and then the 70, and then the greater masses. And I think that's the model that we need to be following. We don't want to have some great big umbrella, big group umbrella, where everybody gets to join, everybody gets to be part of the resistance group, because, you know, Doug, I told you that joke, the definition of a Ku Klux Klan meeting is really just the FBI agents waiting for an idiot to show up. And you know, that's really true. So many of these groups have been infiltrated. I mean, all it takes is one guy to get arrested, and then they co-opt him. They just say, listen, you'll keep you out of prison, or your prison sentence will be shorter, but you got to work for us. And so you want to really know the people you work for. And, you know, as far as your voice recognition, Steve, I was actually just typing this in. This is a text-to-speech program I have on my phone, and I haven't finished typing it, but turn the volume up here. If you want to keep your voice from being used, you just...
Your voice is your most explode.
I didn't finish typing it, but I can communicate with this text-to-speech program, and my voice is never, ever used. And you can play your conversation back and forth. It takes a little bit longer to communicate that way, but that way my voice, which only takes seconds for anybody with any sophistication at all, all I have to do is say hello, and they know who I am. And so if it's really, you know, something you don't want being recognized in you as you, you can use a text-to-speech program. And that way you don't use your voice at all, because they will. It's very easy to track in on that. And again, I tell people, this device that you just mentioned, you know, if you ever go overseas, don't take this with you, because as soon as you turn it on overseas, that IP address shows up as USA IP address. And believe me, the intelligence services of those foreign countries look for, you know, people coming from rich countries in their IP addresses, and then they can pinpoint your location, and that's how they can earn extra money, is they can sell that information. This guy's coming from the USA. He flew in first class. He did this. And they'll sell that to criminals. And then the criminals can either abduct you for ransom or just, you know, rob you where you're at. I was in Ankara one night, and this one defense minister or commerce minister from a country, he fell for that, and he ended up losing 25,000 euros. I mean, I had direct, this isn't something that I have, I heard about, this is something I saw, 25,000 euros.
Sage advice on that. I mean,
yeah,
that's a very, very good thing to do, to protect your voice print. Is what you were coming out of that, talking about that. And you know, block at pocket type of either that or that type of, cover for your phones. You know, look, I don't know how you feel about this, Bob Griswold, but I'll tell you something. If I have to carry a cell phone, which I don't like them, but if I have to, I keep it in a shield kind of device. Cause I, you know, I don't want anything at all. If I need to use it, I'll use it. So anyway.
Purpose of intelligence, Dave, is exploitation. That's the whole purpose of intelligence. I gather intelligence so I can exploit you, period. That's class 101 if you want to become an intelligence officer. The whole reason I want to get intelligence on you is so I can exploit you, period. So the more intelligence that you can keep from them, the better you will be. And yes, if you can put your cell phone in a blocker bag, then that is good, because then you can't be tracked. You can't be eavesdropped on. And then that is a very, very good thing to do. You put one in your truck or car. And if you go somewhere and you don't, and it's not that I'm going anywhere bad. It's just, I don't want people tracking me, because all of a sudden they start exploiting me. Well, if he's going to this grocery store, maybe he's going to an upper end grocery store. So then they start taking that information. Well, he's going to an organic grocery store. So this is how we exploit him, and start sending him these ads. That's commonly done. You know, we're not going to send them the low end Piggly Wiggly ads. We're going to send them the gourmet, you know, ads that, because he's going to a gourmet health food store. All that intelligence of where you're at is done to exploit you. And so those are fairly, unthreatening type of exploitations. But believe me, there's far greater ways they exploit the intelligence they gather off your phone, your location, all that, than just, you know, how to market you to what kind of groceries you want to buy. So yes, if I can make one thing clear, I'm going to say it again. The whole purpose of intelligence is exploitation. So do you want to be exploited?
I think another good word for exploitation is control and compromise. The problem is the devil does the same thing. You know, it's amazing. He gets mankind to sin against God, knowing that God judges mankind when they sin. And the thing that God's grace is sufficient. And ladies and gentlemen, you're in a battle and you can't choose to opt out. That's the critical thing. The thing is, you can cop out and you can basically run out. You can do whatever you want to try and get out of it, but that's just in this life. I think the problem is that there is no, and this is the bottom line, everyone. I love that statement, bottom line. I've used it 10 million times on talk radio over all the years I've been on talk radio. But this, there is no fear of God in the land. There is I would say this, there's individual fear, there's individual worship, there's individual praise, and I'm not talking about praise and worship hootenannies. I'm talking about genuine, heartfelt praise. There's so many religious people, but where are the people of the relationship? Bob, you talked about Jesus' inner circle. Who are the Jesus inner circle now? Who are really there? I can tell you this, God's going to provide two of them. It's going to be called the two witnesses. If I told you, ladies and gentlemen, that, and this is real now, I'm not just going wild. If I told you the plan of the alien saviors is what people are seeing in the skies around the world played out, not Elon Musk. I'll say this again. Anytime you see, you know, satellites or bright lights equal distance on a horizontal plane, that's Musk. That's Starlink. He's just putting up another 60. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all over the world. People are seeing everything from what they're calling asteroids. They're seeing triangular shaped crap. They're seeing gyroscopic crap. But what if I told you, and I'll let you think this through, what if I told you that human cloning has already been accomplished, and that in order to captivate one of the world's largest religious groups, they're going to bring back one of the world's most popular religious figures? And I'll make it simple. It's not Jesus. I'll make it even more simple. Trump was there the other day and caused an uprising. I'll make it even more simple. See, people can't believe that all the technology, all of the things that we see, we read, and I post a lot of those links. Good night. I wrote a book, Terminated, about the end of man is here. And Bob, again, I tell everybody, forget the cartoons. The end is near. The end is here. And again, the point that is, I want to reiterate. Jesus said, don't fear it. You know, if we hear it from the Lord, we shouldn't fear it here. But here's the deal. They're saying to us, watch what we're going to do to you Christians. Look what we've done to your brethren. And God's saying, when are you guys going to respond to them? Look what our God is going to do to you. Because it's when God fights for his people. His people still have to fight. Abraham had to go and rescue Lot. Abraham had to do that. We have the situation where Gideon had to go from 30,000 into 300. If God delivers by one, by three, by 300, that's God's business. But I want everybody to understand, God delivers by. We don't deliver by. The thing is you can probably see this too, Bob, all the Green Beret guys, you know, I know SF guys, I know a lot of guys, I know Spec Ops guys, I know generals, I do, I know a lot of people. I know people that are in divisions that most people don't even believe exist because they can't even find it on the internet. So that means I'm a liar. Are you kidding me? The bottom line is that they have a passion for the Lord, but in their hearts, they don't want to see the innocent killed. And in their hearts, you know, and if I said this, does the church have blood on its hands? We're to have blood on our lives, the blood of Jesus, but we're not to have the blood of the innocent. I remember this. I remember hearing it clearly in the last year. I said on your show, Doug, I said, the human blood, the life is in the blood, Leviticus, is that which has lubricated the end time murder of the saints on earth. I don't think people understand when you see the guillotine being brought out in Missouri, when you see the guillotine being brought out in Puerto Rico, that is the singular most provocative image of the French Revolution. And I don't know if people are wondering or noticing it. Pay attention to the images. Pay attention to the symbols. Because, ladies and gentlemen, and Bob, check your last email from me. There's 265,000 guillotines in the United States. How could I know? I couldn't know unless somebody told me. Who has access to those figures? How many ovens do we have to burn the dead bodies of the Christians, 26,000 or 23,500. The man who gave me the red list, the blue list, and the green list years ago was in the Environmental Protection Agency. He was the head of it over four states. He died. They killed him. But he said, all the appropriations for toxic waste are for toxic humans. The gentleman that went and had clearance to go any place, anywhere, anytime, when he asked, what are these guillotines for? In a certain FEMA camp in the middle of America, the commanding officer said to him, sir, that I'll tell you his rank, these are for those who won't recant their faith. I know that person, Bob. And remarkably, you know, the last time they tried to kill him, they split him open with a motorcycle. He's now in having his face restructured because he broke his jaw, cracked. I mean, it's just a mess. Yet God kept him alive. The time is for all good men to come to the aid of their God, okay? Our country was blessed by God. America is not my God. God is my God. The land I got to grow up in, my ancestors lived in, My grandfather and father and all their predecessors lived here or came here. And the point is that that land had a foundation. It was a foundation of a covenant. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're making a covenant. And by the way, I want to go back to the Jeremiah passage, Bob, that you and I both quoted from. If people don't understand what that is, that says in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. They just saw in real time, and you can take my word for it, I didn't know Bob was going to do that any more than he is going to do that. But fortunately, he printed it out, and I spoke it out, and that's God saying, listen to these guys. Listen to these guys. Not because of our moral authority or our moral anything or anything we've ever done. It's my word. God's jealous over his word to perform it. I said, God, I just want to know how to walk in that, because by thy holy, the name of thy holy son, Jesus, grant unto thy servant the power to heal and to work miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because people don't need a pat on the back. They don't need a pep talk. They don't need a, what's it called, a cheerleader. They don't need any of those things. They need a transformational encounter with a supernatural power of Almighty God that causes the demons to flee, that causes the fallen angels to tremble, that causes the earth to take on a new thing. I'm tired of fighting with, how do I say this? I can't say it that way. I'm tired of fighting. And look, maybe I've wasted some time fighting. But, Bob, when you fight for the truth, you've got to understand, and I got to understand, Doug, you understand, we understand, those who will challenge the truth will come in the most vicious and the most subtly forms of evil, A minute they're praising you, the next minute they're damning you. That's why, remember, Jesus is the type, ladies and gentlemen. He's the Savior, but the type. Hosanna on Friday, crucify him on Sunday. And that's what we're up against. So, ladies and gentlemen, Bob and I have been doing talk radio, how long, Bob, at least?
A long time.
Yeah, and you're old and bold. You don't have as much mold. And I got news for you. I can't take my shirt off, but there's no mold on me, okay?
Steve, I remember, I want to say something. I remember a time that there was a gentleman calling me up saying, you know, Steve is saying this, this, and this about you. And he is saying this, and he's telling everybody that you're horrible. And then he would call you up and said, you know, Griswold's saying this and this and this about you, you know, and he was stirring up hatred among the brethren. I remember I called him up and put him, you didn't know, I put you on conference before, and I had that gentleman online, and I said, did Steve Quayle really say this about me? And he went, yeah, oh my gosh, the guy hates you and all this. See, this is what they do. And then I said, well, I just want you to know, Steve has been listening to all that you said. And all of a sudden, it was like you could hear a pin drop because the guy knew he'd been exposed. But that's what these guys do. They go and they supplant lies and falsehoods. And Steve, I know you've seen your share of it. And we need to get over that these days. If somebody has something bad to say about you, at least have the courage to come to that person and say it, you know, because this is what we're going to be seeing. It'll be false brethren everywhere. And unless you know that person, I'd be very leery of trusting them because, again, this could be the hallmark betrayal of the end of the age, and we're seeing that now right before us. Again, I want to give people hope. There is we do win this. In the end, we do receive the glorified bodies. We do receive the blessing. I just can't imagine what it's going to be like, Steve, when I close my eyes and I say, one day I'm going to hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy God. I cannot imagine what that's going to be like. Jesus said, you know, those counted worthy of life, meaning what we have now is not life. He's saying those, he knew what the other side was like. And he said those counted worthy of life. That's what we have. Those other people, the ones that sow discord, the ones that murder children, the ones that abuse women, the ones that undermine societies, they're going into their place of death prepared for the devil and his angels. So that's the hope I want to bestow upon people. God's going to direct you in the way there's people God's speaking to right now to do something. And I want to say this, not all can be on the front line fighting. But Doug, I know you need a lot of support. I know that coffee that you have is delicious. I'm a coffee drinker. I mean, what is a few dollars or a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars compared to, and Steve, I mean, the Gen 6 production, I listened to Mike Adams and I was like, boy, that's good information. That was, I mean, and you're not going to get Michael Lake, all those people you brought together. I mean, $100 for the video set. I mean, support. The brethren, that's how Paul maintained his ministry. That's how men and women of God throughout the age have maintained their ministry. And these are two good ministries that need to be supported. And they're being fought against. I know people, Steve, I know you're being sued. I know Doug's being sued by that one person. They need support. And so that's what I want to say is, you know, if you cannot be on the front line, if you cannot be doing that, and they didn't ask me to do this plug, but I'm just saying, they're my brothers in arms. We talk about my friends that are special forces. Well, these are the special force friends in the spiritual realm. You know, we're comrades in the faith. Blood brothers, meaning we've been bought by the blood. And, you know, I know there are millions or thousands, tens of thousands that just sit here and listen to these programs day after day and have never supported them. Well, both these men of God, I can tell you, are worthy of support. And if you've never done it, I would suggest you do it. Because, again, that money is going to be worthless one day. One day you're going to get old, which it always astounds me to listen to people, these politicians that are 70, 80 years old, and they're still trying to grovel for more power and more money, and eternity's knocking at their door, but they don't have that focus of one day I'm going to die and whatever my eternal destiny is going to be, it's going to be that for eternity. They're still trying to grovel for more of this world. That's how deceived and demented and their minds are. But I know these two men. I've talked to them. I met when we've broken bread together. And I would just say, please consider that, that their support is needed. And it's a way you can support the elements. Let me tell you something. There's in the Marine Corps, there's one guy on the front line that's pulling the trigger. And this is from Jamie Walden. There's 17 guys behind him that are cooking food, doing laundry, fixing the machines, you know, stuffing the parachutes. 17 non-combatants, but they're in a support role that support one trigger puller. And Steve and Doug, I'd say you guys are trigger pullers, and you need those 17 guys behind you to make sure that all the implements of the warfare you're fighting are there. And so that I would just say that. And again, it wasn't requested, but I would say if you've never donated to Doug or Steve and their ministry, I would say, and you've enjoyed it and you've been benefited from it, I would strongly say, you know, that think about going into a restaurant and eating it and not paying for your meal. It's time that the body of Christ stood up and said, listen, we're in a fight for our lives. If we lose this battle, and if the Lord would have tarry, you, your children, your grandchildren are going to live under horror that you cannot imagine. And you can say, well, it might be like Nazi Germany, Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong. It won't be. The technology that these people possess will make the horrors infinitely greater than those other governments, because we have technology that you won't be able to do anything without being scrutinized. And this is the battle we fight. We fight the battle of truth. And with the light of Jesus Christ, we expose the truth. And these two men are doing that. And I would say support them.
Bob Griswold, thank you so very much. ReadyMadeResources.com. If you want quality equipment, quality supplies, especially right now, folks, do not settle for anything less. Go to readymaderesources.com. That's readymaderesources.com. The phone number is right there on the upper right. It's 800-627-3809. But I would recommend going on the website, shopping for, the water filters, emergency storage foods, and communications and night vision equipment. Top of the list stuff, you know, on my list. Again, readymaderesources.com. And Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, as well as gen6.com for the with gen6.com for the True Legends. Thank you, Erica. Just mine went blank there for the True Legends 2020 video on demand. And I've got to tell you, it's very important. This knowledge is very important for everyone. You know what? We've got about a minute left. Steve, Bob Griswold, thank you. Thank you for everything you do. You're a class act, and I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate what you do. But I think we're at the 0 hour now. I really do, in a larger sense. And Steve,
yes, we are.
Steve, go ahead. And
Lord, to redeem the time that we have left. Amen. And you just said the 0 hour. I would say this. Our midnight has struck, okay? And as midnight strikes, remember this. Each second after the strike of midnight is going to mean a new event that's going to be evil and more out of the realm of most people being able to handle it intellectually. So Jesus and emotionally. So Jesus said, I want to encourage everybody, nothing can take us out of his hand. They can try. They have. They will. But Jesus is with us unto the end. And that means the end of the age, but not the end of our life. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something. What you're seeing in the U.S. post office, expect the day is coming soon when mail will cease. What you're seeing in UPS and also FedEx on the next lockdown, you won't have the freedom to get a hold of Bob like you have or me on precious metals. Precious metals transfer through FedEx, UPS, and U.S. post office. It's taking 14 days to get regular first-class mail in Bozeman, Montana. Those of you who are going to order metals, do it now. Someone says, well, go back and be cheap. No, it just changed the whole history of the world. Spot price is no longer relevant. It's supply and demand. So call me or send me a text. You better get your money out of the bank. They're already Federal Reserve's talking about negative interest rates. That means you have to pay them. There is no reserve requirements for banks now. The only money the banks have to keep is yours. If they go belly up, guess what? You're soaked. You're toast. You're done. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for your life and say, God, don't let me be a victim of other men's evil. Bob, blessings. Doug, thank you so much. Jesus does love you, and he loves me, and I'm thrilled that we can say that. So many can't, but so many should.
Amen.
Amen.
Bob and Steve, I want to thank you both for coming on the program. It's always great to have you. Please come back. We're at the end of the program. God bless you both. All right,
folks.
All right. That'll do it for me tonight. I want to say thank you to everyone who does support us. Support Steve, stevequayle.com. Support Robert Griswold, Ready Made Resources. Please do that. Tomorrow, I'm going to be in the morning. I'm going to be on with David Knight at InfoWars, David Knight Show. I'll be on with David Knight tomorrow morning. And then Dr. Proctor is going to be on the first hour tomorrow as well. So on this tomorrow night. So it's going to be a great day tomorrow. In addition to today, I want to say again, I want to thank you all. Have a good night.